And we're on.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. It is Thursday, April 30th, 2020, 1:40 p.m. I'm Commissioner Brian Crashes, joined by Commissioner Julie Fedorchak and Commissioner Randy Christman. This is a special meeting of the Public Service Commission. And there will be one motion to make. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have any opening comments either. Thank you.
Commissioner Christman, any opening comments? Okay, sensing none, I'm going to go right into the motion. Having been approved by the Attorney General, I move the Commission adopt the proposed new Chapter 69-09-10, adopt proposed amendments to Section 69-09-03-02, Section 69-06-08-01, and Chapter 69-09-09, and forward those proposed changes to the North Dakota Administrative Code, or changes of the North Dakota Administrative Code, to the Legislative Council for publication in Public Service Commission, Solar Decommissioning Rulemaking Case Number PU-19-122, Public Service Commission Pipeline Safety Rulemaking Case Number GS-19-217, Public Service Commission and Energy Conversion Facility Siting Criteria Rulemaking Case Number PU-19-290, and Public Service Commission Wind Decommissioning Rulemaking Case Number PU-19-291.
Second.
Second.
Okay, this is a one last step in the process from our end on rulemaking that we've been working on for quite some time. And then it has to go through the various channels, which it has. We have received it back from the Attorney General's office, and no issues on their behalf, and we are good to go. Any comments, Commissioner Fedorchak?
No comments, thank you.
Commissioner Christman?
Yes, and first of all, I apologize when you asked if we had opening comments. I thought I had clicked my button to unmute myself, and when you didn't, or when you said hearing none, I realized that it didn't carry through, so. But I didn't have any comments anyways. But on these cases, the two that would fall into my portfolio, just to touch ground on what they are a little, on 19-291, that has to do with wind farm decommissioning. And I'm not really going to go into it. There's not a lot of what I consider really significant changes. It's really just improving some of the details and definitions within that decommissioning rule. The other one, 19-122, is far more significant, potentially, if a commercial scale solar farm does get built in North Dakota. This lays out a set of decommissioning requirements that don't completely mirror the decommissioning rule for wind, because there are just subtle differences between the two. But it's pretty close to the same, really, philosophically. These rules lay out decommissioning responsibilities, a useful life definition, the decommissioning requirements, the details of the decommissioning plan that's required of them, and then the details of the financial assurances that are required. That concludes my comments.
Okay, thank you, Randy. Steve, I believe we are ready for a vote.
We have a motion and a second. Sensing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
All right, thank you. And that concludes the agenda for today. And this meeting is adjourned.